Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're visiting with Mr. Dan Rubino, the Chairman and Chief Executive Officer at Impact Wave, a new social media platform that enables individuals, nonprofits, and businesses to engage, share, inspire, and affect social impact on a global scale. And Mr. Rubino, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. The pleasure is certainly ours, and thanks for your time. So for starters, what were your motivations for starting Impact Wave? Let's start there.
Yeah, no, that'll be terrific. I'd love to do that. So, you know, we started this because we wanted to create a healthy alternative to existing social media platforms. And, you know, we saw a desperate need for that. So a couple of years ago, a few of us, our co-founders, got together, and we all have had significant experience, decades of experience in the philanthropic world, as well as business and technology. So what we wanted to do was put it all together and to create a platform, a technology and media platform, where, as you said, Eric, in the introduction, where people, individuals, not-for-profits and businesses can get together and interact with each other based upon this thesis of social good. Because, you know, what we saw that was lacking over the last 10, 20 years is the inability of individuals and not-for-profits and businesses to connect with each other. So there was a lack of connectivity in a big way. Everyone was going along their separate ways. All that's so well and fine, God bless them. But at the same point in time, technology was increasing and developing at such a pace that there are things that we could employ, especially in connection with a social media platform, that we could bring all these groups together. And that's what we wanted to do. So, you know, we didn't want to create a TikTok because we don't think that that's necessarily where the world should be going. We were somewhat fed up with some of the other social media sites because the causes, issues of the day are somewhat lost in the overall ecosystem, and we wanted to create our own ecosystem, and that's basically what we've done.
Congratulations on your accomplishments and certainly making an impact already. Pretty exciting stuff. Now, get into how the platform actually works. Talk to us about that.
Yeah. Sure, Eric. It's a very simple platform, and it's not unlike some of the other social media platforms. So, you know, we launched 3 or 4 months ago, and we're currently on iPhone only. And what's going to happen in another 3 to 4 weeks, we'll be in a position where we're going to launch on the Android. So it'll be available on all smartphones in about 3 weeks. So, you know, the simple structure is you download the app from Apple iStore, the App Store, and you're going to download it from Google Play. And just like you would with any other app, you would register, and then you start to post and interact. And it's wonderful because it's very, very simple. That's what we wanted to do. So then individuals can interact, businesses, not-for-profits. And again, it opens up a worldwide ecosystem that didn't exist before, all based upon social good. So it's a simple process, simple and seamless process that's not unlike a lot of other kinds of social media platforms.
Now, another question for you here. How can companies use Impact Wave to maximize their CSR initiatives? Get into that a little bit, if you would.
Yeah, no, Eric, that's a key question because that's one of the reasons why we created this. Because at this point in time, and I know that you know this, over the last year or two or three, there are so many different ways and so many different avenues that companies can take with respect to their CSR and the ESG initiatives and the Sustainable Development Goals of the United Nations, that it's all over the place, to be quite honest, and disparate in nature. So what we wanted to do is to allow companies, or give companies the ability to enter a platform and then demonstrate on the platform, you know, to all of our users and indirectly to all the users on other platforms, specifically what they're doing from a CSR, ESG, and SDG basis. So you'll have situations, a case in point, a Bristol-Myers Squibb, for instance. You know, it's a multinational worldwide company, you know, multi-billions of dollars. They do a great deal in the social impact space, social good space, you know, predicated pretty much on medicines and research and things of that nature. Now, they typically demonstrate what they're doing to the world in their 10Ks, in their press releases, on their website, but it's of the limited utility because it doesn't get out to the world. Now, what you have through Impact Wave is the ability for a company like that to come on the platform and disseminate to this whole ecosystem specifically designed for this purpose. And, you know, we have, for instance, we have Bristol-Myers Squibb. We have Yale University, you know, who's very, very big with respect to indigenous peoples and issues associated with that community, as well as things like environmental justice. Now, all of a sudden, when they plug into our system, and I say plug in, I mean when they download the app and start utilizing it, they have the ability to reach a new ecosystem specifically designed for this.
Well, this certainly sounds phenomenal, and we're quite thankful that you took a moment to be with us here today on the program to share Impact Wave with the audience today. We're speaking with Dan Rubino, the Chairman and Chief Executive Officer at Impact Wave, a new social media platform that enables individuals, nonprofits, and businesses to engage, share, inspire, and affect social impact on a global scale here on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, tell us, what is the feedback that you've received so far on all this?
Yeah. You know, going into this, when we started the planning stage, and this was, you know, before the advent of COVID, you know, just developing the concept, developing the business, developing the mission, you know, making sure we did everything right in terms of what kind of a technology platform we did. You know, we put a lot into it, and we've learned a lot from other media sites, social media sites, and we had the ability, you know, looking behind us in retrospect, we had the ability to do the best of everything in terms of what they provide, and we wanted to put it all together in terms of what we wanted to do. So, you know, we had that advantage, and the advantage has been quite good because the reception has been overwhelming and overwhelmingly positive, I should say. And we were very, very pleased about that. And even, Eric, if you look at some of the numbers in terms of, you know, where the world is going, the ecosystem and the millennials and Gen Xers and Gen Zers, you have 80 to 90% of various significant demographics in the world, billions of people, who only want to deal with companies that they align with in terms of social good, their morals. They want to make sure that the companies that they deal with are in alignment, you know, with them. And, you know, that's what we were trying to capture. So you have a significant demographic moving in that direction. That's the wave concept, right? And even companies, you know, they know that the best thing for them to do is to get out there, demonstrate who they are, and really disseminate that information. And it's better for them from a profitability standpoint, from an economic standpoint. And, you know, they understand that. And at the same point in time, it is, you know, social good in a very, very big way. So, you know, what we've done and what the result is, we've democratized social good, where it actually is infused into the fabric of society by virtue of the social media platform. And that's what we love about it. And that's what people love about it. You know, we've done studies and interviews and things of that nature. And that's the kind of responses that we've gotten from not just not-for-profits and corporations, but individuals. So you could see it all coming together, because finally, you know, the world has something like this. And in terms of things like use cases, it's unlimited. You know, one thing that we're starting right now, you know, this whole issue with the Ukraine and, you know, what's the best platform to be on to actually have discussions with respect to what's happening, and how do you maintain connectivity amongst the, you know, people in the world and organizations in the world. You know, this could be replicated every day, you know, on the platform.
And I'm sure our listeners would be curious, and I as well. Can you point to any examples when you saw any initiatives or collaboration carried out on your platform, ImpactWave? Get into some of that information as it applies.
Yeah, you know what? There are a number of them. And, you know, one thing in particular that we have been doing over the last couple of months since we started, we were the social media platform for the Miss Universe contest. And, you know, Miss Universe is an amazing organization, and they have approximately 80 different people from 80 different countries who vie for that award. But the meaning behind it is so important, because they all want to demonstrate what their social good is. They want to demonstrate that, you know, within their own home country, as well as to the universe at large. So what we did with them was, you know, we had sort of a case in point. We did a contest. And the contest was a challenge, I should say. And the challenge was, you know, who would actually have the most impact in a certain period of time, you know, amongst the 80 countries through the contestants who are the representatives of their country. And, you know, that led to whoever received the quote-unquote most impacts. That's the currency that we have. That's the metric that we use. Almost, it's somewhat akin to likes, but we think it's a lot more meaningful and purposeful. So they tally those up, and over a period of about a month and a half, 2 months, you know, with the people they brought onto the platform and what they're doing, they got more and more impacts. And the person who ultimately ended up with the most, the biggest number of impacts, won a prize. And that was the challenge. You were good enough to award this year, it'll be announced in about a week, to Miss Chile. And, you know, we're pretty pleased about that. So that's one instance on our platform where you unite the world, even though it's disparate in terms of countries. We had 80 different countries, 80 different reps on the platform for this one particular goal, a challenge, and they all sort of bring to the top, you know, what their cause is in their respective countries. That also could be replicated everywhere and anywhere. And we're pretty pleased about that. And, you know, because it's a global platform, and because we have every language that's available on the platform, we could do that quite easily.
Mr. Rubino, certainly sounds like you're covering the bases there. And again, we really do appreciate your taking a moment to share this information with the audience. As we conclude, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to mention as we conclude today?
No, I certainly like to do that, Eric. You know, it's interesting because in this day and age, you know, with social media and the pros and cons of social media, and there's been a lot written about it, certainly a lot discussed, you know, with Facebook and LinkedIn and TikTok and you name it. And, you know, there are, and unfortunately, it's more negatives than positive at this point. You know, and the harm that other social media channels do or can do, whether it's potential or actual, you know, that's the stuff that, you know, we really want to help improve. And, you know, we don't view our platform as a replacement. You know, we view our platform as an alternative, a social media alternative, where people could interact on a 24/7 basis, 365 days a year, amongst themselves, and the thesis, again, being social good. But we want that, and we would like to have that interactivity to be more purposeful and more meaningful. And that's our effort to, you know, correct things that are out there right now. And, you know, it's coming to fruition. And, you know, as one of the co-founders and as, you know, one of the people involved in the whole organization, you know, we couldn't be more proud of everyone that we have working with us, our employees, our users, and we see nothing but limitless potential in terms of where this could go across the globe. And, you know, now more than ever, the world needs this. And this is the right time, the right place. So we have the right product and we have technology. And I think we have, you know, the world with us, because that's the wave, that's the impact wave. And I think people want to see this, and they want to see it succeed. And more importantly, they want to be part of it. You know, they want to be part of something remarkably positive for the world, and they want to contribute to that in a big way. And this is the vehicle for them.
Well, I think you're right on the money with this. And again, a job well done. And I'm sure listeners want to know where they can tap into Impact Wave online and get further details. Where's the best place to do so?
Yeah, sure, Eric. They could download the app. They could go to the App Store and just plug in Impact Wave, and you'll be in a position to download the app there. It's free of charge to all individuals, to all not-for-profits. And, you know, those two big demographics could interact unlimited, on an unlimited basis. And even with companies, at some point in time, we'll probably start charging the companies, but not just yet. So people could just go on the App Store and download and sail away. If they wanted more information in terms of about the company, about the people behind the company, they could go to our website, you know, which is www.impactwave.com, and get a lot of information. That would be great. And if they want to contact me personally, they can do that too. All my personal information is on the website. And as I said, within 3 weeks to could be 4 weeks, we will have the Android version available for download and through the Google Play. And that is, you know, pretty big, because, you know, a lion's share of smartphones actually operate certainly outside of the United States on Android. But, you know, we've been working towards this moment, and that'll launch relatively soon.
Yeah, that sounds good. And again, folks, for more information and details, visit impactwave.org. Mr. Rubino, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Very good. Eric, it's been a pleasure, and thank you to all of your listeners. We hope to see you soon.
Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Dan Rubino, the Chairman and Chief Executive Officer at Impact Wave, a new social media platform that enables individuals, nonprofits, and businesses to engage, share, inspire, and affect social impact on a global scale. And for all the details, visit impactwave.org. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.